A lesson from the Spanish-Portuguese power cut yesterday. Get yourself a battery-powered radio so you can find out what's happening as modern life disintegrates around you. And maybe also a battery-powered torch. Oh, and some batteries as well. Now, on this programme, we're particularly keen on the keeping of a radio so you can hear PM, even when the electricity grid has collapsed. Someone else keen on radios in emergencies is James Cridland, editor of Pod News, a radio futurologist who consults and speaks on the topic of radio's future. I spoke to him from Australia earlier, where it seems they get a lot of use out of their battery-powered radios.
The bushfire is heading towards Omeo, Anglers Rest, Dinner Plain and Cobungra. This fire is threatening homes and lives.
Here we have events all the time in terms of fires and floods and everything else, and we are told again and again, go out and buy a battery-operated radio, make sure you've got batteries for it as well, which is just as important too.
Yeah, but I suppose the wind-up radios would be better because I know that I actually don't listen on a battery-operated radio very often. And the day that I need that darn battery-operated radio, the batteries aren't going to be up to date, you know.
Yes, well, wind-up radios are absolutely fine. Of course, most radio is on DAB now, and that means, you know, you'd need to go out and find a wind-up DAB radio. But, you know, radio's always made sure that it is an emergency service. One of my earliest memories, actually, was 1978 in Somerset. I remember my parents being very excited because the BBC put up a special emergency radio station for us after a large storm.
You're tuned to the BBC emergency station, Radio Taunton. Good morning. This is Peter Davis, and I bid you a very big welcome to the opening of Radio Taunton on 224 metres medium wave. During the present emergency in Somerset caused by snow...
It's been doing this for a long, long time.
What do you use them for in Australia, out of interest? I know you do get storms and fires and things.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we get floods. We get, floods in places the size of Wales, all completely underwater, and also fires as well. And of course, you know, we've seen bushfires happening in Canada as well, in the US. And the radio is probably the one thing that you can pretty well guarantee will work in some way, shape or form, because it's not reliant on cell phone connections and wires, and that's an important part of course, getting messages over to people.
The broadcasters, are they robust and resilient in the face of anything, be it a fire or a massive mega power cut? Because obviously they do need power to transmit.
Indeed. They plan for things like that. 20 years or so ago, I worked in the building where you are, not necessarily exactly where you are. We were planning how we would stream radio online, and we had additional plans there in case anything happened to that particular area of London. So it is something that is taken very, very seriously by radio companies and media companies across the world.
James, what else is in your emergency kit there? Obviously, people are told, and people are literally advised to have a battery radio available in the event of something. But what else is in your emergency kit?
Yeah, indeed. So we are told to have, things like tinned food. I mean, we had a cyclone only 3 or 4 weeks ago here.
Storms can be damaging and bring down power lines. Treat them as live. For storm updates, keep listening to your emergency broadcaster, ABC Radio.
So we made sure that we had enough tinned food to last for a good couple of days. A battery-powered radio, of course, a torch, just as important, and again, enough batteries for that sort of thing as well. And those things are really the important things alongside water. My wife, to my surprise, as you can tell, I'm a Brit, but my wife is from here. She filled up the bath full of water. And I said, what are you doing? And she said, well, we might need this, you know. So there are important things that we just need to, you know, bear in mind there as well.
Radio buff James Cridland there. Not exactly selling Australia, I have to say. There they get cyclones and storms. Here we have, well, you know, a perfectly pleasant 22 degrees, don't we? Let us get the weather. It's Darren Bett today, Darren.
Hello. Yeah, well, it's warmer than that at the moment. It's been a very...